This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we meet each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Drew.
Welcome, coach.
This past Friday night, the Glenn Academy exterminated the Wayne County Yellow Jackets 34-0 on homecoming night at Glenn County Stadium. It was a steady, suffocating victory for the Terrors as they dominated the game on the ground defensively while hitting timely plays through the air. Coach, your ground game was on point all night. I know that's always your goal, but how good was it to see your team be so dominant on the ground against probably an underrated defensive front?
Well, you know, it was. I think Coach Harb, our offensive staff, put together a really good game plan. You know, it's what we do offensively is just really, it can be really hard to handle. And you know, when we've got three guys like a Kendall Cross or Tyler Grant, and you have DJ at quarterback and Brandon Jernigan out there, all three phases of the pitch. I mean, the option, they're very dangerous. And as soon as somebody focuses too much on one phase, then you get somebody running free. And that's kind of what happened Friday night. They were really, really focused on taking the ball out of DJ's hand. And we just got some really good free runners right there handing the ball off to Kendall. And
right. Kendall Cross reminded everybody that he is a home run threat on the team as well, with almost 200 yards on 14 carries. Talk a little bit about Kendall's game and also his season so far.
Well, you know, Kendall's, I mean, obviously, Kendall's a really good player. He's so strong. Physically, he's so strong. He's hard to bring down. You saw his first touchdown run. He, you know, two guys had him at the line of scrimmage. He just broke away from him. And, he, you know, he's got some foot speed, too. I mean, he's got the speed to take it the distance. He's got a little wiggle. He can make somebody miss in the open field. He's just a tremendous competitor out there. He's a great kid. You know, goes all those things. I'm glad he's wearing red and white.
It looked like the Terriers ran a little bit of eye and maybe some pistol formation in this game. Has that been used much this season, or was it implemented more during the off week?
Well, we used what we call we did run some pistol. We've used it here or there throughout the season, but we used it a little more this year. And what we call our Luger formation, which is the fullback and the tailback behind the quarterback. But you know, we did that so we can, when we run the option, it doesn't give the defense a look on which side we're kind of going. Okay. With the football. They can't really key on which side that we're gonna deal it out on what side.
Mm-hmm. How tough is that? You say they were trying to key on DJ more. How tough is that as still kind of a new quarterback to get used to? When to pitch, when to hang on to it, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's something still we're still working on. He still gets better at. You know, the biggest thing is on Friday night is one of the issues that we have is we have to show up Friday night, run some plays, and see how they're planning on stopping the option. There's a lot of different ways and how you're going to handle dive, quarterback, and pitch. So we have to see how they're going to do that, what their plan is, and then we have to call plays accordingly. But, you know, DJ, he gets more comfortable every week. He's starting to develop a lot of poise back there at quarterback, and he's been very efficient. You know, as crazy as it sounds, people are so focused to get the ball out of his hands, and he's just, you know, very unselfish and done what he's supposed to do. Hands the ball off, pitches out there to Randy, and we've created some big plays because of it.
Right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And DJ, of course, like you said, had a solid performance, both running and passing, 52-yard pass to Randy Jernigan. I was kind of behind the end zone watching the game, and you could see the ball just lay out perfectly. Randon went out and got it. Those two have really developed a solid chemistry together. Is this one of the most dynamic duos that you've ever had on a roster?
They're pretty dynamic, yeah. So, you know, and it's to watch those two guys work together. And I mean, you know, both of them are very unselfish. I mean, you know, DJ pitches out there and ran and he scores. DJ's the first guy, you know, giving a high five in the end zone. Likewise, if DJ takes it in, I mean, we don't have a lot of selfish kids on our football team. Our kid, I mean, really, first and foremost, they want to win. They enjoy each other's company. They love each other, you know, and they get after it. And that's good to see as a coach.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Jernigan came over to Glenn after mostly playing quarterback in his prior playing days. Talk a bit about his development as a receiver this last season and a half.
Well, you know, Brandon can do anything. I mean, Brandon, we could put Brandon at corner, at safety. I mean, he's a really talented kid, and you know, he's just one of those kids. And all he did when he showed up on our doorstep, he told me all he wanted to do was win. He didn't care about positions. He just wanted to win, and he never cared about quarterback or receiver or any place. Wherever he could go to help us, that's what he wanted to do. That's what he's done since he showed up here.
Mm-hmm. Your defense Friday night was just completely suffocating the entire game. Talk about the Red Terriers' defensive performance.
Well, you know, we continue to play a lot of players on the defensive line. I think we're starting to really develop some depth there. Tavares Grant gets better and better every week. Darnell Tresvant had a really nice game coming in off the bench for us. Isaiah McDonald had a big sack and a tackle for loss. So those are three guys. Dorian Jenkins had a sack in the game. So three backups who came in during you know, the first and second, first quarter and the third quarter came in and made big plays during the game. I think defensively we've done a nice job of fitting on the football, kind of corralling the ball a little bit, not giving up big plays the last few weeks. I think Xavier McClinton played very well. He's very physical. He had a couple of big hits in the game that were kind of eye-popping. So, you know, it's every week we kind of make some steps, we make some strides forward, and we get a little better, and hopefully we continue on.
And I remember last week you mentioned him today, obviously, but Isaiah McDonald, he's got a great frame for a defensive end. Talk about his development a little bit and what you're seeing from him progressing on the field.
Well, you know, Isaiah, he has a great frame. He's got to get stronger. He's got to gain some weight. He's about 195 pounds on a 6'4 frame, but he's very explosive. He's got a lot of fast twitch muscle fiber. So, you know, you see him create some plays, some negative plays, because he beats a block on his athleticism. And that's what we want to do. We want to create him. We want to make him a moving target out there, so he can get in the backfield and make plays. Physically, he's not strong enough to really stand toe to toe with some of the bigger linemen. So we have to do that with him. But you know, he's a kid that's got a chance next year to be a really special player.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, as I was on the field watching the game and talking with friends, every defensive play, it was like Preston Joseph on the tackle, Xavier McClinton with the tackle. Your linebackers were killing it Friday night. Just kind of assess their play a little bit so far this season and how they've done.
We have a good group of linebackers. We really do. They're very talented kids. They Xavier and Hunter and Preston have played. You know, last year Hunter and Preston played. This is their third year starting. And then, you know, we have guys like Evan Unterwagner and David Murray and E.J. Thomas are playing our fourth linebacker position, have done a really nice job. Cameron McClellan has come in and given us some good minutes at linebacker. So, you know, we feel like we've got about seven or eight kids here to play those eight spots or those four spots. And we've been very fortunate with the kids at the level of effort they give us on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
Ready and beat.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location from Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, your special teams, of course, was pretty solid on the night. Of course, we missed extra point. And then, but what is, kind of take us through, what is the practice routine for special teams throughout the week? How do they, does the specialist just kick, or, I mean, how does that work?
Well, you know, we start every practice with our pre-practice, and so our punters, our snappers snap to our punters, and our return guys catch punts for 10 minutes. And then as we go into our individual and what we get, we break down practice, so you have individual periods, you have group periods where the offense may work together. We have pods periods where we, like the running backs may work against the linebackers, the wide receivers may work against the defensive backs. During those periods, the kickers kick on one end of the field, and they work with Coach Hall. They'll work on, you know, kickoffs, onside kicks, kicking field goals, punting, all those different things. On Monday, we practice punt and punt return. On Tuesday, we practice kickoff, kick return, and extra point field goal. And on Wednesday, we practice all three phases. Thursday, we do a mock game. And our mock game, we handle all of our situational special teams issues, such as, you know, coughing corner kicks, kicking out of your own end zone, no huddle field goals, you know, field goal blocks. We go over that stuff on Thursdays.
Gotcha. And, of course, until Friday, I didn't realize that an inadvertent whistle on a muff punt would result in a re-kick. I didn't realize that. I thought it was being spot for the ball.
And, you know, I have to say that the officials this year, I'm going to give them credit. The Gold Coast Association has done a nice job this year officiating our games. And that was really it just happens that we fair caught it. And he blew the whistle. You know, I say this, I can almost see Kane startled when he blew it. He was right beside him on the sideline, and he blew it as he went to catch it. And, you know, whether that had anything to do with him dropping it or not, Kane's pretty sure handed back there. But you can almost see his body tense when that whistle was blown. Inadvertent whistle, you start over. You replay the down.
I heard a lot of outcry from the Wayne County stands, but, you know.
They'll get over it.
You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I do want to mention Coach Marcus Maxwell. It was homecoming, of course. Marcus Maxwell was announced in the homecoming court. He, of course, shockingly lost his life in the offseason. How has the team kind of honored his memory in this season?
Well, I think, you know, we do it a lot of ways. I mean, one, nobody's wearing number 72. We decide that's his jersey for this year. We'll honor him at senior night. Obviously, we had a moment of silence before the first home game. But the other thing is, I think you carry the memory of Marcus every time they get on the field, and our kids talk about him all the time. And you know, they kind of want to go out and do something great, special to remember him by.
Right, right. Coming into this game, did you have any concerns? A, coming off the bye week, and then also having the extended halftime of homecoming king and queen announcements and everything.
I was probably more concerned with just being a little rusty with the East Jackson game and the bye week back-to-back. Our starters had not played a whole lot of football in 2 weeks. I think offensively we ran 25 plays versus East Jackson and 33 or 34 versus Camden. So literally in 3 weeks, we'd only run about 58 plays in a game setting on offense. So I was a little worried about some rust, and there was some rust. When you go back and watch the tape, some of our kids didn't play as well as we probably could have, so we got to go to work and get, you know, just kind of just loop everything up and get after it a little bit.
All right. And by the way, congratulations to Xavier McClinton for homecoming king. Did you let him wear the crown and cape on the sidelines?
I didn't realize he got a crown and cape, but he got to put it on after he was done playing.
Well, this week's game begins the region slate, and the Effingham County Rebels will be making the ride down I-95. They'll be bringing a four-game winning streak into Glenn County Stadium. A big come-from-behind win over a talented Liberty County team, 35-34 this past Friday. On offense, Effingham, they seem to be led by the Gant family, DeMario and Zabran and Gant. Does that seem to be kind of the case?
Yeah, they have, if you ask me names of kids, I never know names of kids. I know their numbers.
I need to get numbers, right?
Yeah, I know their numbers. But they're very talented in the skill position. Number one wide receiver was who was number 26 for them last year, had a couple of touchdown catches against us. Very good player. He's a shifty little booger. He's a heck of a wide receiver, as good as we'll play all year, with the exception of probably Sean Smith over at Brunswick. Number three plays free safety for him and plays wide receiver. He's a kid that ran down DJ last year. He's a 4.4 kid in the 40. So they've got a lot of skill at the wide receiver positions. There are two kids they got in the backfield, very good athletes. So they've got a young quarterback who throws them around pretty well. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
All right. Are they pretty run heavy on offense, or what are they kind of looking at?
They're pretty balanced. I mean, they'll go from a two back, one tight end set with the same personnel, go to four wide. So they're very flexible with their formations, and they try to keep the same personnel on the field, so it's hard to get a beat on what they're going to come out in the huddle.
Now, I know this is another name, but they do have a running back named Toot Johnson, so, I mean, you've got to recognize that name, right?
I look up their names. I don't need to know their names or any of that stuff. I just, after about five plays, I can tell if they're any good or not. But their running back's very good, so if it's Toot's pretty sporty, so he's a good player.
We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, last season Effingham had a really a kind of a do-everything athlete at quarterback in Philip Brown. How has this season's replacement, Jared Stokes, kind of handled the transition?
And, you know, he's a very similar type kid. He throws the ball really well. He'll keep the ball on the read option and take off the field. He's pretty good. He's a good athlete. He's a young kid who's got a lot of potential. We're going to have to get back there and corral him up when he runs the football and try to get some pressure and get in his face a little bit in the passing game.
Mm-hmm. Only a sophomore, you kind of try to mix things up and disguise coverages, things like that?
Usually when you try to do that stuff, you screw yourself up more than you screw the other team, to be honest with you.
Right.
All that is great talk on TV when they're talking on Saturdays and Sundays when you got a lot more meeting time to do that with kids. It's just hard in high school to do a whole lot of disguising and all that stuff. It just is. You got to get the kids in the right spot and then go play ball.
Gotcha. What can we expect to see on the defensive side of the ball from the Rebels?
Well, you know, they've been a 4-3 team. They're very well coached. They do a nice job of playing on line of scrimmage with their down linemen and fitting on the football. The one thing we're going to have to figure out is how they're going to try to play the option. Once we got a bead on how they're trying to take away the quarterback and get to pitch, then we'll try to figure out, we'll adjust our play call and try to create some big plays in the running game and hopefully dial up some big plays fast.
Right. 4-3, how do you typically try to stop an option run in a 4-3? Is a 3-4 a better matchup or what?
It's not necessarily better. It depends on personnel.
Right.
That's the first thing is if the guy's in a 4-3 and his four down linemen stink, then who cares? First off, it all starts with personnel. With the 4-3, you have two decisions. So you got to make is how are you going to adjust the formations? Are you going to adjust the formations with the secondary and roll to cover three and go to one high safety, or are you going to break your 4-3 and adjust for the linebackers and keep two guys in the box? And so that's the decision that they've got to make and how they're going to get to pitch. And we'll see that early in the game. They may try to do it two different ways, too. You don't have to just pick one way. It's hard to get good at something in 3 days,
right,
much less try to get good at two things. So generally we try to pick one way and let's just get really good at it and fix all the problems we have. But every coaching staff's different.
Right. How does this year's team of Buddy Holder kind of compare to last season's playoff squad that you've seen so far on film?
I think they're very similar. Last year's they were just kind of a scrappy team. They play good, hard-nosed defense. They created plays on offense with their athletes, and they do a lot of simple things. They do a nice job calling plays on offense and getting the ball to their athletes in space.
Gotcha. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Effingham is coming in, like I said, a four-game winning streak. The last two games, they've actually beaten two undefeated teams, Burke County and, like I said, Liberty County, on comeback, come-from-behind wins in both games. Is that kind of momentum getting built? Does that kind of concern you at all or anything like that?
I don't care who they beat.
Right.
I care if they beat us. That's it. Right. I say this all the time to people. I don't care. I don't look at our opponents like that. I don't ever look at their records, to be honest with you. I just look at the tape and go, this is what we have. Because sometimes you can have a team that's 5-0, and you go look at the tape and they're not impressive, and you have a team that's 0-5 and they are. So I worry about the team that I see on film. I don't worry about who they've beaten. I don't get in the business of comparing scores. You know, on Friday night, the two of us are gonna get down on it a little bit, and if we're better than them, we're gonna walk out a winner.
Yeah, is that kind of the coach's perspective versus the fans' perspective kind of thing?
There are a lot of guys who do that stuff. I just don't. I worry about my team. I don't care about the other team. I say that over and over again.
Right.
There's nothing I can do about the talent that they have, how good they are, how bad they are, who they've beaten, what goes on there. All I can do is focus on my team and get my team ready to play the best of our ability, and then we'll let the chips fall.
Right. One interesting note on their special teams, they have a female kicker, Mackenzie Stewart.
They do.
How has she done? Have you seen anything on that?
She kicks a lot of extra points for them, the short field goals. She seems to be pretty accurate. She gets the ball out in a hurry. I've noticed that. She's kind of a little two-step where she drives it in there. So she does a good job of it.
Yeah. Good to see. All right, here's a kind of a off-the-field question. If your boys end up playing football and they end up not playing for you, Is there a coach that you would pick for them to play and kind of learn the game from?
There are a lot of coaches I would pick for them to learn the game from. I have a lot of good friends in coaching. One of the guys, Ed Dudley, who I worked with at Walton, who taught me a lot about being a coach, he'd be one of the guys at the top of the list. Guys like Shannon Jarvis at Mill Creek, who's a heck of a football coach, good friend of mine. Tim Ewing, who's a defensive coordinator at Blessed Trinity, is a good friend of mine. Mitch Jordan at Mount Perrin. I could go on and on with guys. The guys on our staff. I mean, I think we have a lot of really good football coaches who are good husbands and good fathers, and that's really important. So I have no problem with the guys I work with coaching my son, and hopefully look forward to that one day.
Right. So, and it's not just about the X's and O's, about how they handle themselves off the field and everything as well.
It's all those things. I want my kids to play for somebody. You know, I always said this: if my kid was in the band and the school down the road had the best band, I'd stick him over there in that school to go work with that band instructor. But to me, it's about who does a great job running their program. It's not necessarily just about wins and losses, but it is about how they run their program. Do they run an elite program? And sometimes you can run a great program and not have great talent, and you just do the right things with your kids, and you're always there for them. You coach them every day, and you take boys and turn them into men. But maybe you go 7-3 because you don't have as much talent as the guy down the road. So that's more important to me than going to a place where you just say, hey, we're going to compete for a state championship every year.
Right. Because it's kind of like you mentioned before, you know, a lot of these kids don't have dads, don't have the mothers in their lives, and the coach ends up playing that father figure type role and learning life lessons and things like that.
I would say probably with 80-90% of the kids that play high school football, besides their father, their football coaches are the most influential people in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I'd say 80-90% of, you go back and talk to guys who I've coached, guys I played with, other coaches, it just is what it is. I mean, coaches have a huge impact on a person's life, and especially in this sport, because the sport is a grueling sport. It's hard. So 90% of what you do in this sport is not a whole lot of fun. You go out when it's hot, you put a bunch of pads on, the coaches yell at you, you get dirty, sweaty, and it takes a special type of person to play this sport and to really excel at it and to go out every day and invest in themselves and know that, hey, I'm not going to touch the ball and I got to stick my face in this fat guy's belly 70 times tonight to do it for my team to win. It's just a different mentality. Football players are a different mentality. To me, it's the last bastion of the American male is high school football.
Right. And that's why we appreciate having you here at Glenn Academy, Coach. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. Everybody head out to the Glenn County Stadium this Friday night as the Glenn Academy Red Terriers will take on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.